This is True Girl, a podcast for girls and their moms. Together, we'll explore God's truth for us one drive at a time. Buckle up. You're about to grow closer to each other and closer to Jesus. In this season, we're exploring the songs on the True Girl original album, created to plant truth in your heart. I hope you have a party hat nearby. Today, we're going to celebrate Jesus. There's really no better celebration than one that honors our Savior. True Girl is hosted by Dana Gresh with Stacy Rudolph. Let's get moving for Season 3, Episode 5, titled Celebrating Jesus.
Today is party day. I hope you're ready to celebrate because I sure am.
Me too.
If you're new here, hey, how you doing? I'm Stacy. If you're not, welcome back, my friend.
And I'm Dana. I'm pretty excited to celebrate Christ's resurrection today.
You might be thinking, it's so not Easter today. And yes, you're right. But his resurrection is worth celebrating every single day. Whether it's Christmas, the day we celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Or Resurrection Sunday, the day we celebrate his victory over death and sin.
Or any day in between.
Any day in between. So we say that word resurrection a whole lot, but let's slow down and make sure we know what it means. Because I want us to have a better understanding of what we're celebrating.
Now, Dana, I think we got some smart cookies here. You think so?
Yeah.
So,
and by cookies, you mean girls.
Yes, yes. So they might be able to guess what that word means. So go ahead and give it a shot. Tell your mom or whoever is nearby with you what you think the word resurrection means. We'll wait. Resurrection is the action of being resurrected, which means to bring something that was dead back to life. For the record, I can't do that. It would be pretty cool if I could, though. I mean, I'd have a lot more plants around my house if I had that power.
I probably would, too. So we know that we can't bring something back to life, but God can, and he did. Let's go back in time, a few thousand years, to the Garden of Eden.
Back then, the world was perfect. Adam and Eve were there, naming all the animals and birds and fish. God walked with Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, and they enjoyed each other's presence and lived perfect lives. It was all so beautiful and full of life. There was just one rule, though. God commanded them to eat freely of any tree in the garden except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the one in the middle of the garden. God said, "If you eat its fruit, you are sure to die." Sadly, Satan came to Eve in the form of a snake. The snake lied to Eve and convinced her to eat from that tree. Adam and Eve sinned. They disobeyed God's command. What did God say would happen if they ate from that tree? They would surely die. From that day on, humanity began to live with the reality of death and dying. Adam and Eve were kicked out of the garden. They had to live a life separated from God, the one who made them, the one who loved and cherished them above all else. And for the rest of us, sin continues to separate us from God and move us towards death. And you probably know Jesus died on the cross as a punishment for all your sin and all my sin. But let me ask this, why? Why did he do that? Because sin separates us from God and from other people. I mean, have you ever lied to your mom or your dad? Do you remember feeling far away from them because of that lie? That's just one of the many horrible things that sin does to us.
Yeah, you know, Stacy, I'm remembering a time when I lied to my dad, and I just felt farther and farther and farther away from him until I couldn't stand that feeling anymore, and I had to actually confess to him that I lied to him. Sin does separate us from God, and it does separate us from other people. It's one of the things that's evidence of being under the curse of sin and death, feeling that separation. But from the beginning of time, God set the stage for the resurrection. Now, what's that mean again?
To bring something that was dead back to life.
Yes. And when Jesus came, he changed everything. Everything. He died so that we would not have to pay the price of sin. He came and gave his life on the cross. And since he lived a perfect life without any sin, he was able to take all of our sin on him. His death gave us a way to be close to God forever. It erased the power of death and offered us eternal life.
But here's the really awesome news. Jesus didn't stay dead.
Amen.
3 days after he was crucified, he came back to life. He resurrected.
And that, my friend, is why you and I do not have to live with the ultimate consequence of our sin. Let's read our key verse for today. Here's Cheesy Anderson with John 8:36.
So, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
Because Jesus died, because Jesus was resurrected, you and I can be free.
Yes, now that is something to celebrate.
If you believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sin and you say so with your mouth, making a decision to follow him, not only are you a Christian and a daughter of the king, a princess, but you are a free girl.
You're no longer locked up with all the consequences of sin. You're not just free. You are free indeed. That's like saying, you're free. No, seriously, you're free. Like, really free. You know what I think?
What?
I think that's worth celebrating.
Yes, me too. Now, I got to tell you, I really wish we could be all together to celebrate because this, Stacey, this is my absolute favorite song to hear when the True Girl Worship team performs at one of our live events.
Me too. Are you serious?
I love it.
I didn't know that.
But I think this time of listening to the song is going to be pretty sweet. Even though we aren't together, we can celebrate all across the world together.
Don't forget to look out for the key verse in this song. John 8:36 says, "So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed."
Okay, get ready to dance. Here is Celebrate from the True Girl original album.
We're jumping, jumping. Can't contain the joy that you've given us. We're running, running, running to your arms. We can't get enough. Oh, 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 oh. We won't stop singing. Oh, 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 oh. It's time to celebrate this freedom. Time for us to get up. On our feet, walking in the light. We're dancing every season. You're what we believe in.
Jesus is the best reason to celebrate.
Yes.
At Christmas, at Easter, every day in between.
He definitely is. So celebrate him today.
I don't know about you, but I'm celebrating big time right now. And just because the song's over doesn't mean you have to stop the party. You can download the whole True Girl Original album and find more resources to bring moms and daughters closer to each other and closer to Jesus at mytruegirl.com. Be sure to join us next time. We'll ask you an important question. Do you believe that God created this world? I sure do, and we'll hear why next time on the True Girl Podcast. True Girl Podcast is produced by Revive Our Hearts, calling women of all ages to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Celebrate, lyrics and music by Carmen Hadley and David Tulin.